Good morning and welcome to KUMD's Caring and Sharing Holiday Series. There are many different variations on the quote that you can judge a society by the way it treats its most vulnerable members. We're talking with a number of nonprofit organizations here in the Northland that help make this a better place to live for all of us, including the vulnerable. This morning, my guest is Dawn Shikes. She's the Director of Children and Family Services for Lutheran Social Services, and she's talking to us this morning about the Bethany Crisis Shelter. Dawn, can you tell us a little bit about what the Bethany Crisis Shelter actually is and what your mission is?
The Bethany Crisis Shelter serves children ages birth to 17 who are having some type of crisis in their life. And children can come into our shelter through a variety of means. Police officers can bring children in for anything related to maybe there's a delinquency type issue, or maybe there was a domestic going on in the home and the children had to be removed and they can come and be safe at the shelter. Social services also does placements while they're doing investigations or while they're working with families to remedy the stressful situations that are going on in their lives. Probation officers can also place kids who are having stressful situations going on. And kids themselves can refer themselves to come and stay at the shelter through our self-referral runaway and homeless youth program. And that's a program that any child roughly between the ages of 12 and 17 can call or show up at the door and say they need a safe place to be. They can come and stay with us up to 21 days. We get parental permission, of course, for that to occur, but it's a totally free service to the child and their family, and they can get up to 3 free counseling sessions in that time that they're with us. And really, our focus is family reunification whenever possible, and just making sure that kids have a safe place to be, whether it's at home or with a relative or some other care provider who can assure that they're going to be safe.
Now, there are a couple of other facilities for kids in the community, and I think sometimes there's some confusion about what Bethany Crisis Shelter does, what Lifehouse does, what Woodland Hills does, mm-hmm. and what AJC does. Mm-hmm. How does Bethany Crisis Shelter fit in the spectrum of, you know, in the context of some of those other organizations?
Well, we are a residential facility similar to Northwoods or Woodland Hills, those types of facilities. However, ours is short-term emergency crisis shelter for kids. It's an actual facility where we're providing the food, the clothing, the shelter, the support, the connection to other resources in the community, and really working along with social services, probation, and the families to deal with those underlying issues that have caused this crisis and made it so that children have to come and stay with us. But kids can stay with us up to 90 consecutive days.
It's obvious as we listen to you talk what the families, what the kids, what their parents in many instances get from having something, a place like the Bethany Crisis Shelter. But for the community at large, what do you think the crisis shelter gives to the community?
Well, I think it's a place that, you know, for runaway homeless youth especially, that if there's something going on, they know they can come to us so that they're in a safe environment. And, you know, sometimes when kids are experiencing crisis, they unfortunately make poor decisions. You know, they're put into positions where they have no good choices. And so they're, you know, doing things like, you know, stealing or getting involved with drugs and alcohol. And so what we're really doing is helping to raise kids for the future that are going to benefit our community, making sure that they have the things that they need to be safe so that they're going to be contributing members of society.
Now, what are some things that you need from the community, either in terms of donations or in terms of volunteer help, or what kinds of things can the community give to you that would help make Bethany even more of a success?
Well, we work really closely with a lot of volunteers in the community. If people wanted to become involved with the shelter, different things that we need on an ongoing basis are things like hygiene supplies for kids, because oftentimes when kids come into us, they are coming in with the clothes on their back, you know, so it's clothing items, it's toothbrushes, toothpaste, shampoo, you know, hair gel, all those types of daily necessities that kids utilize. The other thing is that when kids come and stay with us, we really like to do activities with them. And we try and do skill building activities, but we also try and expose them to positive things in the community, maybe things that they haven't been exposed to in the past. And so we are always in need of things like gift certificates to, say, movie theaters or video rental places or bowling places, things like that where kids can go and get out of the shelter and go and do something positive and fun for them. Those are big things for us. We also really enjoy having volunteers who can come in and give a larger commitment of time to spend time with the kids that we're working with. It's always great to have another positive adult role model in the building with the kids and somebody who, you know, can connect with them on a different level, that they're not the staff who's in charge of supervising, but they're just somebody that can be there and listen to them and spend time with them. So we're always looking for people who are willing to be that person, you know, for the kids in our shelter as well.
We had an intern who was working at Woodland Hills, and he brought some guys in this summer. One of the guys was black, and it was obvious, all these boys, you're not from here, you know. And they were street smart, and they were whatever. And they were like kids in a candy store here. And this isn't necessarily the music that they would listen to, but just the whole being in the radio station and recording themselves and kidding around. And then the one kid was, you know, well, when I go to college, and the other one, well, when I go to college, it was like, oh, this is just so cool. It was really fun. It was really fun to have them in here.
That inspirational experience, something that they might not have known about before, it showed them potential opportunities for the future.
Yeah. And it was just great of Spencer to bring them in. It was really fun. If you were going to make a wish or express a hope for Bethany in the coming year, something that you hope it can do or accomplish or become, what might that be?
I would hope that we could reach more homeless and runaway kids to help get more kids off the street and into stabilized housing through our continuums of services. That's a big passion and mission of our agency, making sure that youth have access to safety and services and housing. So I guess reaching more of the runaway homeless youth population and helping to get them off the streets and connected in safe housing environments.
How can you do that? I guess I'm thinking on a very fundamental level, because there are very few times in our life where we know more and want less adult interference than when we are a teenager. And for many of these kids, adults are not trustworthy people.
You know, it's a slow process. It doesn't happen overnight. Just like any other relationship, you have to build trust with that youth. And like you described, there's a lot of kids that have had issues that have brought them to the streets and that adults haven't been that caring, supportive role model that they've needed. And so it is those slow baby steps of following through with the things that you say that you're going to do and really listening to them and supporting them and helping them to identify what their goals are for themselves and helping them to accomplish those. But it's slow baby steps, and you really take them where they're at and you accept them where they're at, and you know, you work with them to help them get to where they want to be.
I'm thinking, and I mean this in the warmest, nicest way possible, of the foster dog I have right now and how terrified she is. And yet, she's not lashing out. I mean, to me, it's so much easier to deal with dogs than it is to deal with people. And, you know, I mean, a switch is going to flip in her brain one of these days. It's like, yeah, the world's great. But we're waiting for the switch to flip. But with kids, it's obviously a lot more complicated and a lot more complex.
Yep, it's hard. You know, the kids that come into the shelter, obviously, when you've been removed from your home or when you're homeless and you're coming into a strange environment, it can be a very scary thing. And, you know, we acknowledge that with the kids, and we understand that they're going to have some acting out behaviors because they are in crisis and they're in a new environment and they don't know what to expect of us. So our staff go through a lot of training on dealing with different types of crisis behaviors and how to de-escalate situations. But really, it's about being that warm, friendly person who is accepting of that child and trying to make them feel comfortable. And, you know, we do things at our shelter, like we have this fabulous cook who's actually a chef. She takes requests from the kids about what are the types of foods that they like. And she is so warm and caring. And when she makes an item that they've requested, they know it's special for them. You know, if there's something that they let us know that they need, we try and do our best to see if we can make that happen for them. But it's just really that warm, unconditional acceptance and that unconditional love we have for them at our shelter. And we support them and hope that as time goes on, they're going to learn to trust us more and will become more comfortable with us and that we can meet their needs.
Dawn Shikes is the Director of Children and Family Services, and she is with Lutheran Social Services talking to us this morning about the Bethany Crisis Shelter. If you want to find out how you can help, you can call them at 218-626-2726 or visit them online at lssmn.org.